League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing on this soaked, wet, drenched Wednesday on The Usual Suspects? With all that being said, hopefully you put two and two together and realized we are not at the golf tournament. We are
what?
In studio.
We're not?
For?
Nope. I feel like I'm there.
That's why I yelled. I would have yelled if you were teeing off the same way.
How much water did y'all get?
We actually got more than I was expecting. I had a doctor's appointment in the medical center this morning, and man,
are you pregnant?
No.
Oh, good.
No, and it's not yours.
Oh,
but I started to get towards 59. I was like, oh wow,
quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of water.
Well, you came in from the med center. You came in from Sugar Land, right?
Correct. Well, I came in from Sugar Land first to the med center, then over here. And yeah, everything from 6'10 and the size, just a zoo.
I think we got lucky because it said basically the majority of the rain and flooding was going to occur south and east of 59. So I know at the house, like when I left, the rain gauge said 1.6 inches of rain.
The rain gauge.
What?
Okay.
What the... Like, that's nothing fancy to have a rain gauge.
Nick, do you have a rain gauge at your house?
I don't.
I don't either. Steven Uzek, I get it. He's got a rain gauge, I'm sure.
I have a 5-in-1 weather station. But it's not fancy. It's just because you're a fancy geek. No, because you don't have one. You think it's fancy, but it's really not.
People out there, I want to hear from you. Is it a fancy thing to have a rain gauge? And a 5-in-1 weather station at your house.
It's not.
Is it true that Frank Billingsley is going to be doing remotes from the Laminack Manor during storm coverage?
What was funny about this, though, is that Jermaine, like Steven, had a really good article on SportsMap. You should go check it out, sportsmap.com, about the weather. Very accurate so far. And Jermaine said, well, what are we naming the storm? And Steven said, well, it would have been Barry, but it ended up just a blob that couldn't get itself together. And I was like, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, why did they change that?
Well, no, that's what it didn't.
It didn't develop enough.
Yeah, okay. He couldn't get himself together, just a blob. So there's still a chance for Hurricane Barry, but this would have been Tropical Depression Barry or something like that. I don't know. So
Nick's tropically depressed when you're at work.
Is he? Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. I was glad that we didn't get a lot of rain because I had to go get the old haircut. Uh-huh. And I don't know the parts of town that flood, really. I don't have those memorized.
Bel Air.
See, you do. I don't. Yeah. So I was like, I have no idea. Does it flood at 59 at Tidwell? Does it flood? I know they mentioned Richmond and Westheimer flood, but I didn't know how bad and where. I was a little nervous coming in, too, but all's well that ends well. So,
Nick, what about you?
I mean, I was actually going to Uber. I mean, I'm getting completely different information. Smart. I'm waking up like at 10 or 10:30, and the first flood warning I see was in Cyprus, which I don't know how close or far that is to you exactly, but
that's out 290-ish.
Yeah, 290 is past me, but
that's literally the first notification I get on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with like Missouri City, Sugar Land, or anything like that. So I was going to Uber, and then I said, you know what? I went on Waze. It looks like a 25-minute drive. It should be okay. I'm just going to chance it and drive on up there.
Boy, I tell you, the Wharton, El Campo, and mm-hmm. all that area, just getting hammered.
Yeah, and like I said, the thing to me was how widespread it was. It's remarkable if it didn't get much on the north side. But just looking at the radar, too, it was like, man, you normally unless we see like hurricane conditions, you don't see that much red on the map.
Right.
And it was like widespread all over the place.
So we're at 2.17 inches now at the house.
Oh my God. I want to hear from you people. It's not awful. A 5-in-1 weather station with a, what do you call that?
What?
A rain measuring?
Just a rain gauge. It just tells you how much it rained.
Wow.
It's what? So it's not bad.
So what do you do if it's like a big number? Do you send out a tweet or a text to your neighbors?
No.
You put that on the Facebook page to let them know?
No.
Okay.
It's just you don't want to know how much rain you got? No. That's an old man thing. I get it.
Yeah, I don't pay my water bill like you do in the hundreds of dollars, so I don't worry about it.
It is an old man thing to keep up with the weather. Like I've realized now, like when I call my dad, we have nothing to talk about. Because, like, we're just different people.
Yeah.
So, it's weather.
So, your dad and I basically in the same boat.
Yeah. It's like, I'll call him and be like, what's up, Pop? And he's like, hey, y'all get any rain out there? I'm like, no, we hadn't had any. Well, yeah, me neither.
Silence. Crickets.
All right, well, cool. Well, I'll call you later. All right, bud, have a good one. That's it. Like,
Dad, let me tell you about the tractor that I buried twice in the last month and a half.
I've noticed, like, my dad is starting to get more like my grandfather. I don't know if your dad or your grandfather were like this, but, like, they don't want to be somewhere for very long. They want to be back at home. Is that an old man thing? Mm-mm. Like, if we, even at like, funerals or birthday parties or whatever, my dad will be like, he'll be there for maybe 30 minutes and be like, well, I got to get home and take a nap. It's like, Dad, this is a funeral for an uncle. Are you sure you need to rush off?
My dad was the opposite.
Oh, he wanted to hang out and talk?
My dad was the guy, like, yeah, he always wanted to be at the grocery store or going somewhere where there are people. And even what was frustrating was when I was playing golf and one of my best friends, we loved golf when we were like in junior high and whatever, and we wanted to go play golf. So if my dad said, I'll go take you guys golfing. Well, we don't have to pay, and, you know, sure.
He would play?
Oh, and my dad would take us, and we'd all play.
Okay.
The problem was, we wouldn't go to the course down the street. We had to go, like, 2 hours or an hour and a half to get to the course that he really wanted to play out in the middle of BFE, and I'm going, no, because now I'm gone for, like, 6.5 hours, and we're kids. We want to get out, play golf, get back, play, do other things. I was like, no, that was...
I mean, my dad's a busybody, but I don't think he likes to be around people is the thing. Like, he likes... He does stuff like he's retired, but then he started his own business where he inspects homes. And so he's always doing something, but he doesn't. If we have a family function, he shows up for a little while and then he's just ready to go. That's how my grandfather was. Like it would be Christmas and my grandfather would be at, you know, we would all meet at somebody's house, like my Uncle Jim's house. We'd all meet there about 30, 45 minutes in. My grandfather would be like, well, I'm ready to go. It's like, dude, it's Christmas. We see you twice a year on Thanksgiving and Christmas. I was like, man, I don't want to be that old guy. But I think I'm starting to turn into that because there's times when I'm like, I don't want to be here. I just want to go home, lay on my couch, take a nap, do whatever.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting old.
I don't know that I've had relatives that do that exit, an early exit like that. But my dad was the opposite. My dad wanted to hold court. Whoever was talking, he's in the middle.
He was, by the way, Jay Bear on Twitter, it's not fancy to have a rain gauge. I have one, and so does my father-in-law, and we are not fancy. Well, so
that's 2 out of 3.
Just there you go.
Jay Bear, you're one. That's it.
Okay. Yo, Adrian said 2.71 inches. Barry, is that outside the house or inside? Listen, my wife wishes she got 3 to 5 inches tonight.
Wow.
Of rain, Joel, because, you know, she's got the cactus garden and the flowers.
The Doppler took a turn in a hurry, didn't it?
The flowers and all right.
Wow. All right, so we've got a full show for you today, and hopefully you'll be a part of it like you suspects normally are. Aside from telling us how uppity the rain gauge is for people that have them at their houses, you can chime in 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number, you can text that number, and of course, you can always reach us via Twitter where it's at PacManJoel with a K, at BarryIsFunny, and at TheProducerNick. We've already waived way back Wednesday because of the schedule that was up in the air with the golf tournament. Therefore, we will do Throwback Thursday tomorrow. So we will be looking for a theme as we go forward.
Are you sad, by the way? that the Zone de Erotica around the corner is going away. Did you hear about this?
Because I've seen that place forever and a day, and it always looks like it should have been like an old Pizza Hut or Red Barn.
Yeah, you've never been there?
No, I've never been there.
Why are you winking?
Right. Wink Martindale is my nickname. But at the same time, someone came up with what the new taco place should be called. And it was all world.
Zone de Erotaco.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Instead of Zone de Erotica.
I don't care what chain is going in there. That's what the name should be.
I was talking to Tyler about it before the show, and he said that like Steve Campion was on the news, and he was not celebrating, but he was like, bye. It's like, bro, Tyler had a great point. He's like, that's somebody's business. Like, that's somebody's business. The people work there. Like, they have employees that work there. And now those people are out of a job, and you're celebrating that. And, I mean, great that there's a Velvet Taco coming in, I think is what Tyler said. It's
really? Coming in or going out?
I wasn't expecting you to make that
sexual.
Well,
all right.
But a Velvet Taco is going to replace the Zone de Erotica. And
isn't the Velvet Taco the Zone de Erotica? Just asking.
Boy. I expected you to be more adult about this.
Why?
I don't know why I expected that. You're right. I don't know why. Yeah. But I looked it up. I was like, oh, is that like Torchy's? Because I'm down with Torchy's. I'll eat Torchy's tacos. I looked at their menu. The first taco on the Velvet Taco menu is the number one is the buffalo chicken taco. Sounds like it would be good, right? Mm-hmm. Crispy. I'm going to read you the ingredients, mm-hmm. and you tell me when this is getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. Crispy tenders, house buffalo sauce, Danish blue cheese.
No.
I mean,
I'm out.
You're out,
right
out on the blue cheese?
I'm totally with Nick.
But a lot of people will eat wings.
With blue cheese.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you can see why if they're like, hey, this is a buffalo chicken taco.
Okay. Kind of makes sense.
They'll add the blue cheese. Ranch crema. Or crema, C-R-E-M-A. And I asked Tyler, because he's cultured way more than me. And I was like, what the hell is that? He's like, I think it's like a ranch sour cream almost. I was like, oh, okay. I'm down with that. I put sour cream on tacos, and I use ranch with buffalo wings. So I see that. Next ingredient, carrots.
No.
Micro celery, and then a flour tortilla. Who's putting carrots on a taco? I don't care if it's a buffalo chicken taco. And sometimes when you order wings, what's on the side? Celery and carrots, right?
Yeah.
We don't need carrots in a taco. That's the weirdest ingredient for a taco to me would be carrots. I don't like it.
Now, when you do, it depends on where you go. Certain places that are the healthier spots, they do that as...
Carrots?
Yeah.
That's too foo-foo-y. It's a taco.
But yet the blue cheese is, and I get what you're saying with the wings thing, but I'm
But
I'm
you
not
put
a blue cheese
on a
fan.
Taco, you put, so I mean, all that stuff, everything up to carrots and micro celery is stuff I could see putting on a taco.
So is it a hipster taco
yes,
place?
Yes, it's got to be a hipster-ish taco because they have vegan tacos, pork tacos, beef tacos, fish tacos.
I see a taco with an egg on it. I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, stop.
Yeah. It's very hipster-ish.
So just call it In-N-Out Taco? It's not with
really
the egg thing.
What?
Which isn't that, or In-N-Out Burger is the one that has the eggs on the hamburgers?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
In-N-Out's menu is very simple.
No, but one of them is it, what is it called? Something
animal style?
Animal style is with an egg on it.
I don't think so. Is that right?
I think that's right.
I don't think
one of them serves.
I know that they have animal style fries. And it's just basically
I think it's In-N-Out, but one of the two California based hamburger places does a full-blown fried egg on it.
I'm Googling it right
Sonic
now.
Sonic did a bacon egg burger with a bacon egg burger in their new brunch menu months ago.
An animal-style burger includes extra Thousand Island spread, mustard grilled patties, and extra pickles.
So
no egg.
There's two. There's In-N-Out, and isn't there another one that is
the
California?
You ever had an egg on a burger?
No.
Oh, I have. I didn't have that until I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that was the first. They're big about putting eggs on burgers. And I was like, I like eggs and I like burgers. I was like, I'll try it. Oh, it's a game changer.
Really?
Yeah, it really is a game changer.
I'll figure it out which one does the egg on the burger. But I'm no on that.
I know.
Because I don't like the yolk.
Big City Wings has it. They have their breakfast burger.
It's one of the major fast food places in California.
I'm down for it, though, man. It's legit. I don't know about on a taco.
I'll tell you what's legit around here. If you're looking for a great place to watch some sports and get some great, great food and beverage and some scenic views, it's Twin Peaks. Six locations across the Houston area. And they've got all kinds of stuff coming up that just is going to entice you even more to come into one of the stores. The Women's World Cup, if you want to look for a place to watch that. The CONCACAF Gold Cup is coming up as well. UFC. Of course, it's the finals. It's the Stanley Cup finals. It's all different kinds of sports. And there's only one place to go. It's Twin Peaks because, quite frankly, you know that the draft beers, 29 degrees, served ice cold every single time. Now they're serving buckets of five ice cold bottled beers. Plenty of selections for every taste. So you can get a bucket of beer and check out your favorite sporting event. And the new smoker menu where you can get the sweet and spicy ribs, the pulled pork sandwich, spicy Thai ribs, and other classics, all made from scratch menu items. Fantastic food, ice cold beer and beverages, and of course, the Twin Peaks girls. They are absolutely a pleasure to deal with, look at, and be around. And of course, all those screens. They always have all the satellite packages, so no matter what you want to watch sports-wise, they can put it on for you. Check them out, like I said, one of the six locations. It's Twin Peaks. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, second segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a rainy day in the big city, which is why we are not at the golf tournament at Wildcat. It is rescheduled, however, for the greatest day on earth, June 19th. We will be the rainout date makeup for the golf tournament.
Busy day.
Yeah. We can't have deliveries.
Yeah, it sucks for you. You get robbed.
Yeah.
So on our birthday, on Nick's birthday and on my birthday, you were the main driving force behind lobbying for folks to bring us stuff. And so I was like, I am totally going to return the favor when it's Joel's birthday. I'm like, I'm going to do this. We're going to get the suspects to come through. And they brought us cakes and cheesecake. John Parker got us Cheesecake Factory whiskey. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it was great. That's my bad. It was great. But so it's a triple header day. Not trademarking or stealing anybody's show names, but it's the golf tournament. It's Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to remind people all week that if they're coming to the tournament to bring gifts for Joel, we're going to have to do that. Because otherwise, you're going to get screwed. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen that they're not going to bring.
Maybe you'll get golf stuff since you'll be there. Well, I'll lobby for that. In fact, I'm going to go to like the pro shop and be like, hey, you see that guy? Super famous dude. Let's give him something.
And or then an we'll autographed James Harden jersey.
I'll get
am
you.
Am I giving them away or am I getting
you know, I'll autograph a golf ball for you. How's that? Would that make you happy?
Nothing would make me happier than you signing one of your balls and giving it to me. Thank you. Fatburger was the California-based fast food place with the egg on the burger.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is in Cali, and so Nick, you had other people offering it up as well, but yeah, just so make sure we don't have corrections galore on
Dr. Runberg on Twitter was
last time I was in Cali for that festival. We went and had Fatburger, and it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not. I think that's where Nora and I ate after our wedding. So like we got married at the drive-thru.
You told me that.
And I didn't remember if it was In-N-Out and Fatburger, but I'm 90% sure now it was Fatburger.
Okay.
Right after the wedding. So
obviously that I was 90% sure it was Fatburger too. So
yeah.
No. And the other thing is, for all these people with the Zone de Erotica thing going away, I mean, let's not be all of a sudden all uppity and act like we're just like the cleanest, like straight laced and narrowest, you know, people on the planet that all of a sudden we need to have like a celebration because that place is closing. First of all, more than three quarters of you probably didn't even know it was there. And if you knew it was there, it really wasn't doing anything to bother you any which way. So just, it's okay. Go on with your day.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that one of those places where they just basically, they sell lingerie and vape pens?
I think it's like all those places that are very closely positioned near highways and thoroughfares.
So let me phrase this another way.
Sex toys.
They weren't running whores through there or anything, were they?
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. I caught myself. I almost used the Texas term for it, but it's not a massage parlor slash. Yeah. But I believe it's. Yeah, they start out being lingerie, then they go sex toys, then they go smoke-related stuff.
Sure, because you got to supplement your income, because most people buy that stuff online now.
I just assume that mostly strippers were the ones that
I would think so.
Shop there, and that's where there's no the bulk other place of their business got.
I've always said that there's two things about strippers, that there has to be a shop that only sells clear heels, and I don't know what the smell is, like the perfume they use, but strippers have a very distinct smell.
Do they?
Almost like a snake when it's angry.
What? I'm sure they see a lot of angry snakes.
Okay. No, I forget which snake it is. I think it's is it a copperhead? But when they're mad, they smell like cucumbers.
See, no one's been that close.
I don't know
to
that.
A copperhead, yeah. Barry.
That's the thing.
I thought you were going to say like incense or like that.
No. So, but that's why the point I was making is when you get too close to a copperhead and they get mad, they start to smell like cucumbers. So I just feel like strippers have a very distinct odor.
I'm going to be so scared if I ever smell cucumbers in the house. I'm going to think there's a snake.
Probably a copperhead.
Be like, hey, babe, let me smell you.
If you ever get near a stripper and she smells like cucumbers, she's going to strike. So be careful.
So she'll pick it after she's done dancing?
All right. You know what?
I'm just asking a question. That's all I'm doing. All right. So we're just getting started. And of course, we are all devastated by the closing of Zone D Erotica.
But there's like 80 locations. Isn't there? Like, why is it that big? It's like there's a bunch of locations. Maybe one
Zone D Erotica?
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, I think.
Did they just try to make it sound French by adding the D in there?
It's on the sign.
I know, but why?
Why
is the D there?
Oh, there's plenty of D there. I think maybe, you know, it's I don't want to say it's a question. Houston landmark, but I think because most of the other locations, I'm sure, are probably not as visible. And this one, like I said, looks like an old like Red Barn restaurant or a Pizza Hut with the big roof. Yeah. And the whole roof is painted like the sign to the place.
Why not just call it the Erotica or Zone? Why do you got to? I don't understand.
Because they know it's a little bit more upscale.
I'm trying to make it sound
buying
French.
Your sexual.
Okay, is that what it is?
Resources.
It's upscale donger.
I don't think it's like the River Oaks. I don't think it's like the River Oaks. Like,
it's a bedazzled
store.
It's a bedazzled sex toy. Oh, okay. Now it's fancy. Well, it's a jewel encrusted.
This one's
Bilbo.
This one's upscale got QZ donger. On the tip. Woo! Gotta have that one.
I can just see like their whole like they just get in a shipment of just regular old run of the mill plain ass dongers, and then they're like, oh, now we're gonna bedazzle them and put like so they hired somebody to just sit there with a hot glue gun and like fake sapphires and just put them all over. Yeah, just call it the Erotica Zone and sell your stuff
and then call it a lawsuit and one of the bedazzled things falls off in the process and then you've got all kinds of medical issues. Oh, it's been fun already, and we're just a half hour in. We're just going to keep on rolling, and if you guys want to join, come on in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Obviously, Astros played last night. We'll play again tonight, so lots of good things to talk about there. And the finals, game three tonight as well. So we'll get to that and a whole bunch more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a gloomy day in the big city. But we're here to brighten your day. So hopefully you'll take us till 4, then take the Blitz till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
So I was looking at the Zone D Eroticas, and there are 5 around the city.
Okay.
And I will say that it's maybe not a huge shock that this one is closing. It's got a 3.1 rating on Google, the reviews.
Out of five, right?
Out of five. And it's mostly chicks that are doing the reviews. So Valerie said it was an awful experience. The women working on the night shift are obviously not on the Spirit. If you go to the store 2 a.m. and you're willing to pay double the price, who's going at 2 a.m.?
Why going at 2 a.m.?
Strippers. I'm telling you, strippers. Strippers love to shop.
They're off work at 2 a.m.
They go to Whataburger at that time.
Yeah, they've got off work.
Strippers are up late, bro.
I know
they're
up
late, even when they're not working.
But they don't need work gear now.
Yeah. I mean,
they do. Depends on who hung out till closing time and might have a fat wad in their pocket and they're drunk.
Oh, at the end it says, just a paying customer's opinion. I don't know if that means she's trying to differentiate herself from the working girls or not. Mm-hmm. Lucy said,
pole positions.
Oh, Lucy said, I bought a toy there and it doesn't work. Fresh out of the box.
Well, Lucy, you need batteries.
Which box?
Oh, the Velvet Taco reference.
With batteries, I put the batteries in properly, but since they have no return policy, my $60 was a donation to their store, I guess. Well, this is like some serious, and none of them really have good ratings or reviews. I take that back. The one in Spring, the one up by my house, has a 4.0 rating.
They also have a weather station.
That's the place to go.
Now, wait a minute. No return policy. I get it. I get it from a sanitary standpoint.
Yeah,
but at
who's
some
returning
point,
a dollar?
Don't even open the package, but at least give them store credit and send it back to the manufacturer.
How do you return a donger? Like, hey, I got the wrong size. What do you
if
return?
It's got to be a no refund policy on
that. Yeah, if you can't return underwear, you certainly can't return a sex toy.
But bro, if it doesn't
work, if it's supposed
to have like action and it doesn't work,
this thing didn't make me climax one time. This is obviously defective. This is obviously broke.
But if it doesn't work, if it's supposed to like do something that it doesn't do,
okay,
like it doesn't turn on
electronically or something, right? Yeah.
I wonder if there's
what's stopping you this week?
No, it was a curse word you're not allowed to say on air. So, again, what's stopping me?
Right.
I know.
Just let it fly.
That's got to be a slippery slope. With a return policy.
Because I'm just telling you, if you just tie it up in a plastic bag and go, look, you don't have to open it, but send it back to whoever sent it to you and get some credit or something.
Exchange it.
You got to be able to do something.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, most of the stuff in there I would think can't be returned. You can't return a sex toy. You can't return underwear. Once you buy underwear and leave, that's it. They're yours. Yeah. I mean, the only thing would be, like, the shoes and
or
maybe
candles or whatever.
Return videos once you buy them.
Why not?
Because you could go home and watch it and be like, all right, I watched it. I'm going to go return it now and get my money back. That's called rental.
I mean, if it's sealed and you open the seal, I can see a no refund policy. Like, if it has that wrapping around the movie.
Yeah.
And then if you don't take it out of the.
Yeah.
I can see them taking it back then.
Yeah. You're like, hey, my bad. I already had this one. I already had Busty Cops 12.
Part 2. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to return this and get 13.
Yeah.
I get that. But
Part 2 goes to 12 and 13.
Well, I don't know how many there are. That's a Cinemax special. Busty Cops?
Yeah.
Y'all have Cinemax?
No.
Oh. I know you've watched
that. But Skinemax back in the day. I was familiar with
Cinemax
it.
Cinemax is.
I don't think that comes with my Sling TV package. So.
No?
Uh-uh.
You don't need it. You have the internet. You really don't need it.
Yeah, you don't.
It's a waste of money. Yep. I'm canceling mine.
When they were talking about who's going to have Hard Knocks this year, and I was like, well.
Also a Cinemax. Never mind.
No, that's. Well, yeah. But I was like, you know what? That means I'll add HBO for like a month.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I wouldn't watch it, but I love watching Hard Knocks.
I wasn't going to give it up after Game of Thrones. Or I was going to give it up after Game of Thrones. And then everyone's like, oh, you got to watch Barry. It's a good show. And you got to watch this. And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't use, like, honest to God, other than Game of Thrones, my wife and I have not watched a single thing on HBO show. We have the whole HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, the movie channel. What's the one? Encore. We have all that stuff. Never watch it. We use Netflix.
I'm with you.
And if we want to watch a movie, I'm not trying to watch a movie that's 2 years old, so we'll just order one on pay-per-view. I'm like, why am I paying? I was literally paying all that money for Game of Thrones. So I think, you know, I'm going to cancel it before the show's over. I'm going to go cancel.
You're like that commercial of here's Bobby and this is the gym he doesn't go to and this is the music service he doesn't listen to and this is the video service he doesn't watch. Well, you can
use your work
time while you're on air.
That's right. I'll do that at a break. I'll do that at a break.
That'll be fantastic.
Hey, it could always be worse. We could always be that 74-year-old lady getting spun around by a helicopter.
Oh, did you see this? God.
They said that she got, like, she would have been okay if not for that helicopter ride, that she was, like, severely nauseous, which,
I was going to say, if she's conscious and she's watching what's going on, she had to be looking like,
I'm gonna die.
I could know what it feels like to be like a human in a blender.
I've never ridden the teacups at Disney World, but I imagine that's got to be what it's kind of like.
Like if there was a wind, I'm going, oh God, if that propeller gets near you.
And I'm thinking, okay, they said there's some sort of cable they usually use to prevent that from happening. And I don't know if that cable didn't exist or it snapped or whatever, but how do you stop that? Because I was like, I would have panicked and just lowered the helicopter, and then she would have just been spinning around in the dirt,
right?
But that would have stopped it, at least I would think.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
But they like eventually it was like that for a minute or two. That doesn't seem like a long time, but if I made you stand up and just spin around as fast as you could for a minute or a minute and a half, it would be awful. Like you would be dizzy,
you would be
beyond belief. Now, that's as fast as you can spin. Not as fast as a helicopter can spin you.
You know that at certain carnivals where they do that thing where you stick to the wall, where it's like a cylinder. It's like you're inside a soup can and they spin you. Well, half the people, when they throw up, the throw up just sticks to the wall, too, until you get left. But in this case, I mean, you're just spraying it all over the place. That was crazy.
The question becomes, do you close your eyes or does that make it worse? Because that I don't know.
Isn't it some people like the figure skaters say that you stare at a certain spot?
Yeah, you find a spot.
Yeah.
And that's what you try to focus on, that spot the whole time. But you're a 74-year-old lady that's been out hiking. You ain't, what's the spot? The helicopter? Because
where the rope is that's supposed to be stabilizing you? No, I would sue.
You would sue?
Well, if they say the injuries she sustained were not due to anything other than the massive spinning and all that, I'd be like, yo, seriously? That's not the way you're supposed to treat a patient or injured person.
Well, true, but it's not like they were like, yo, let's spin this old lady. I mean, they didn't like,
trained medical technicians on a helicopter trying to rescue the right way to avoid injury and also treat injuries that were sustained, not to take you on the tilt-a-whirl.
But the weird thing about it is that I just watched the entire 1 minute and 8 second video that I saw on, I guess, Fox 10 Phoenix Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they were waiting for her to stop spinning before they continued, and then they literally just started flying away as she kept spinning. And it was spinning much faster than when it initially started. And my weird ass actually counted it. It was at least 100 times that she spun.
She spun around 100
at
times?
At least. Near the end.
How many times do you think you could spin in a minute?
Probably, 20, 30 times before I fall?
Self-propelled or with help?
No, just by yourself. How many times do you think you could spin around in a minute?
I don't think it'd be 100.
I mean, if you were, I don't think you could fall down. Yeah, I was going to say maybe like 30 times once every 2 seconds.
Or
a second and a half, so maybe 45 at the most.
You mean well and say you could do that, but I think after about 15 times around, 20. You're starting to go, boom.
Yeah. That's crazy. 100 times. Poor old lady.
Yeah.
If that was you and
she didn't have a choice. They strapped her in. Cause they had found her. She was like on a hike and I don't know what the hell happened to her, but
if you knew that the injuries weren't from the hike and you sustained injuries because of the way that
she was just nauseous though. She didn't sustain any injuries other than nausea. So she threw up a lot.
You don't know that.
Well, what the hell else is gonna nausea?
Didn't they say injuries sustained?
No, it's nausea. That was it. That was the only thing
she had,
that
like whiplash and neck, like something from all the spinning and whatever.
No, that they just said that she was severely nauseous.
I guarantee you, though, that there were some attorneys that were like, "Hey, give her my number. I think we got something here."
You think?
Oh, they're attorneys.
You
are
never
so
know.
Dirty that
it
way.
That is kind of sucks. I mean, obviously, it sucks for her being 74 years old. Obviously, her body's more fragile, and that kind of you want to get hurt. But at the same time, what is that helicopter doing there? They're there to rescue you.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks to try to rescue somebody and then they turn around and sue you and they only had good intentions, you know? Yeah.
I get but that, but left they're also your old ass trained out there enough, to die. Like you said, they're trained enough to supposed to have this whatever cord or whatever to stabilize the gurney or whatever. You're not supposed to end up looking like you know.
Yeah,
you know?
So what do you, like you said, do you just leave her old ass out there to die? And you're like, sorry, can't rescue you. You're going to die because we don't want you spinning around nauseous and sue us.
You have like plan B and plan C that are supposed to be installed and used.
But they don't plan on that happening. So, I mean.
But you have to have a backup plan in case it does. Is my point.
You just have another helicopter come by and clip the cord, and then she stops spinning, and then now she's falling, and you got a new problem.
And no? On that note, we probably should get to some sports. No, we're...
By the way, Demetrius tagged you guys. Okay. He not only does he have a range gauge, he has a wind meter.
I saw that.
So y'all can suck it. It doesn't look fancy either. It's just a regular old...
Suck your range gauge. Run of the mill. You go right ahead.
What?
That's not my... That's yours.
Okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll. Let's get to some Astros. Let's talk about the game last night. Another win for the hometown nine as they continue the series in Seattle against the lowly Mariners. So that's a good thing to talk about. And if you want to get in on a little conversation, come on, join us. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. My head spins in circles, so I'm dizzy
now. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Alex Bregman, who has hit the ball hard against Andrew Moore, now in his third start against Houston, hits a single into center field. See if he gets a fastball on a 2-1 count. Ball's driven to left field, all the way back. Santana looking up, and this is off the base of the wall. Bregman will head to second base in to score Fisher. RBI double for Bregman, and the Astros take a 3-1 lead. Little tapper. Marisnik's going to try and score. He will. Bare hand play in time. Astros take the lead on the RBI ground out. It's 6-5. This ball in the center field. Jake Marisnik with good speed. Malik Smith camps under it. Jake will tag and he will score easily. Give the Astros another run. It's 11-5. Alex Bregman with another RBI. He's got three on the night.
You know the voice, Todd Kallas, who does the games with Jeff Blum, AT&T Sportsnet. Astros with another victory last night. It's not always pretty, but it doesn't matter as long as they're getting the dubs, and they're getting the dubs in bunches. Again, quietly, they're putting together another winning streak, even though three of their core four are out, and we've highlighted all the injuries that they have. And it's just nice to see that the team just keeps rolling along. You know, you're supposed to beat these kind of teams.
Yeah.
And they're doing what they're supposed to do. So, you know, the pitching, yeah, okay, I still, you look at it, you still have, you can have some question marks, but we got the answer that we wanted last night after we got off the air, which is Framber Valdez will be moving into the rotation for the time being, which maybe that means there is an elbow issue with McHugh.
I mean, if they're doing that, it kind of looks like that, because when's the last time Colin McHugh pitched?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So, and then based on what Josh James offered up and the fact that
just when you thought he was turning the corner, nope.
Damn, Tony Sipp, you remote pitching coach, you.
May 14th was McHugh's last outing. Yeah,
then there's something there.
And he went two innings because they had moved him to the bullpen.
Right.
So he went three innings and gave up the 8 earned runs. That was his last start. And then he had 1 2/3 of an inning and gave up a run and then two innings, no earned runs against Detroit on May 14th, and I haven't seen him since. So that's well past the 10-day IL.
Might debunk the whole between the ears thing a little bit.
It does. Yeah, if they haven't brought him back yet, then there might be something to it. I don't know that Framber Valdez is a long-term solution. I mean, you hope that he doesn't just go in and completely suck like Corbin Martin did. I know that they love Framber Valdez. They're very high on him as a prospect.
And look, what we talked about yesterday was the fact that he and James were guys that got their feet wet and got experience in the rotation last year, and obviously they got a lot of run support, but they understood what it takes to be a major league starter, and the main things were control issues.
Yes.
And now if Fromber can just get things under control a little bit more in terms of pitch location, it's a good spot for him to be in because he can capitalize on a huge opportunity, and he could also help the team in the process.
Yeah, he had 5 walks in 9 innings in April. Not great.
No.
6 walks in 12 innings in May.
Great.
Not great.
He's walks got it figured out.
He had 2 walks in his last outing over 4. And that's the thing, though.
Became Corbin Martin, who did the same thing.
They talked about this a little bit in Fromber's last outing, though, where he's one of those guys that he'll get into a lot of trouble, but he always seems to get out of it. He'll there's a lot of traffic with Fromber Valdez, but his ERA is 3.12. His whip is a little high at 1.35, and that's due in large part to the walks, but he's going to strike guys out, and you know, he's got 21 strikeouts, 26 innings, so that's a pretty good ratio. He's got a 3.12 ERA this year, so he's pitched in enough innings to have a good sample size. Career ERA, not a long career, but he's got a 2.57 ERA, 6-3 overall. So they're high on him and his what he might be able to contribute. The good news is he's in the 5 spot, so it's not as pressing.
Sure, and the key is as long as he doesn't throw a lot of pitches. Because they need someone in that position to be an innings eater.
Just go
too.
5. Go 5, yeah. 6 innings.
Because the way Martin's been going at it
in his
last couple starts, yeah, he's exactly right. He's been a couple innings, and that's all you can go because the pitch count's way up. He doesn't have that ability to get out of the trouble he's created for himself.
Yeah.
And he's been giving up long balls on top of it. So we knew a change was probably coming. Now we know who it is that's going to be replacing Corbin Martin in the rotation. That's going to be Fromber Valdez. But again, they are just rolling through, doing what they're supposed to do.
This team reminds me a whole lot about the 2017 team.
It really does.
Yep. And one of the things I remember bringing up specifically, from the 2017 season was the fact that this team was winning series. Sure, they didn't go on extended winning streaks necessarily, but it seems like they won series after series after series. Now, this Astros team got off to a rough start. Remember, they lost the first 2 series to Tampa Rangers. Bay and to Texas. Mm-hmm. Since then, they've lost 2 more series. Since that opening loss to or those opening 2 losses, and that was to the Twins, and they lost another series to the Rangers. I mean, they're literally winning.
And then what about
for every 5 series they play, they're winning 4
what about
or
pushes because they pushed against the White Sox, but yeah, that was in the midst of beating the Red Sox twice,
sure,
and getting some really good quality wins against good teams.
Well, I'm just talking. I mean, when you push in a series, that's okay because you're not really losing.
Right.
It's not a negative for you in the standings because if you think about it, especially if you're playing interdivisional teams, if you push or whatever, there's no gain or loss, and because they have this lead, that's you're okay with that. It's when you start losing series and other teams are winning series, they start to gain ground on you.
Mm-hmm.
So a push isn't nearly as bad. But the weird thing is that the 2 of the 4 series they've lost all year is to the Rangers.
Yeah, that is weird. And again, you know what?
I hate it because then
you got to hear pain in the ass Ranger fan try and say that, oh, this is a big thing and they're so great. Yeah, you can count your World Series championships and go to hell. But at the same time, yeah, for the most part, what I'm capitalizing on right now from the Astros is they're winning with the makeshift lineup, but more importantly, they're winning a series against quality teams.
Yep.
And that's very, very important. And then a huge knock we had on the Rockets for whenever I was there was it was great when they played great against great teams. But you were supposed to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, and those were the games where they always seemed to play to the level of their competition and drop games that they should win. Astros are not having that problem right now.
No.
As they are rolling through teams they're supposed to beat. They did it with the A's. Now they're doing it with the Mariners, and that's what I like the most.
I looked ahead a little bit. You know me.
Yes.
Through July, through the All-Star break, here's the series. Here's the teams they play coming up. So they finish up this. They've already won the first 2 against Seattle, so they can do no worse than split.
Mm-hmm.
They have Baltimore for 3 at home. Mm-hmm. They have Milwaukee for 2 at home.
Just 2?
Yeah.
I hate that.
July 11th or June 11th and 12th. Then they have Toronto for 3. They have they go to Cincinnati. They have the Yankees, the Pirates, Seattle, Colorado, and Los Angeles. They could be 15 up. At least by
the
All-Star break.
And there are
easily
some tough series because Colorado and L.A.
Colorado's playing better.
Yep. L.A.'s obviously playing great. The Yankees are in there.
No, it's the Angels. My bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you meant the Dodgers.
Angels.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, when you look at it, they've got Milwaukee, which is going to be a tough series, and the Yankees, which is going to be a tough series, and maybe the Rockies, it's on the road. So you never know how that goes.
Right.
Outside of that, though, there's nothing that
they should really roll. They get off this Mariners series, come home, and if they continue to do what they're supposed to do, they should annihilate the Orioles.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, they're already up 10. It's June 5th, and they're up 10 already.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because I was looking at it because they were talking about biggest double-digit leads at this point in the season, and they didn't mention the Astros. And I was like, oh, well, if they play their cards right and handle these series, it shouldn't take long for them to get there. The Rangers were winning some games that were surprising some people, but the fact that they've done what they did on this trip just puts them in that position to be double digits up, and that's great.
It's not even the biggest lead. Minnesota has a 10.5 game lead over the Indians, and the Dodgers have a 10.5 game lead over the Rockies.
I watched the Twins lose last night, though, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, so because that's the other thing I'm doing is I'm not just watching like I'm watching the division, but I'm watching the rest of the competition. Going, yeah, because you want to have that best record so that you have the home field in the playoffs.
Your guy Derek Fisher did it again, huh?
I was going to say that when you look at the lineup, Derek Fisher 2-for-4, Bregman 2 knocks and 3 ribbies, Brantley 2-for-4, you know, Tony Kemp, who's been obviously scuffling a little bit, he gets 2 hits. And here's another kicker, Jake Mariznick with 2 more hits. Yeah. He's getting known more and more this year, especially as not just that defensive presence and specialist in the outfield. He's the more playing time he gets, the more he's maximizing the opportunity with at-bats that are quality and getting hits. I love it.
Mayfield is...
He can go bye-bye. Yeah.
This is a great story. Yeah. Thank you for playing. Yeah. We'll see you next time.
What do they call him, too? They got this, like...
Super Jack?
Super Jack? Okay, no.
Yeah. Well, he's 0-45 is his average right now. Miles Straw got in, though. Played a little shortstop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went 1-for-2, so that's good news.
If he can field it all, he can be our Super Jack, and Super Jack can be off the Jack in the Box.
Super Straw. Yeah. Hey guys, let's tell you about Get Upside right here, man. Get Upside is the play if you like money. Hey, put your hand up if you don't like money. All right, there should be no hands in the air. Everybody loves money. That's why everybody will love Get Upside. If you have not downloaded it yet, go ahead and put it on your phone. It's completely free to download. It's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Put it on your phone, and as you do it, first thing I want you to do is put in promo code Barry, because that's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the Get Upside app, because this is what the Get Upside app does. It gets you cash back when you fill up your car or you put food in your body, when you fill up your stomach. Both get you cash back. And here's the thing. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 gas stations around the city and up to 35% cash back at over 100 restaurants around the city. So there's no reason to not use this. You're going to eat and your car is going to eat. So you might as well be getting cash back when you do that. I love it because there's no strings attached. There's no catches. You just start using Get Upside and you start getting cash back. And that promo code Barry is kind of like seed money for you. It's going to give you a bonus on top of the savings you're already going to get through the app. So when you use that, you're going to get a little bump in your initial cash back offering. Then just start using it, man. I've had, like, Jose, I told you guys about Jose yesterday, sent me a screenshot, $25. I've seen listeners with over $200 in their account. Guys, there's no reason to not use Get Upside unless you hate money. So go download it right now. It's called Get Upside, all one word. Put it on your phone completely free. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hi.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.